Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Snow is on its way to South Dakota, so of course we should be talking golf and tennis.
Yeah, exactly right.
SDPB's Nate Weck is with us here for your weekly sports and rec update. Hey, Nate, how's it going?
Yeah, that's that always seems to happen.
Yes. So tell me what season we're actually in right now.
Fall, maybe? I mean, did we skip fall? And are we going right to winter? I don't know.
Okay.
Just to kind of get everybody up to speed, the fall championship season for high school sports got underway here this week. Monday, Tuesday was pretty busy. Yankton and Vermilion were hosting boys state golf tournaments, and Sioux Falls was hosting the Class A girls tennis tournament, which this is the first year, 2019 is the first, the fall of 2019 is the first year that tennis for both boys and girls has moved to a two-class system. Monday, Tuesday, we had Class A tennis in Sioux Falls, and then tomorrow and Friday is the Class AA girls tennis tournament, and so we'll see what Mother Nature does with that, but there are some indoor locations in the Sioux Falls area that will more than accommodate those if weather makes it where they have to move indoors. But as far as the golf side goes, just to give a super quick recap, and then we got to get into kind of a fun little story that arose at one of the tournaments. But Sioux Falls Roosevelt and Sioux Falls Christian won team titles, Roosevelt with the AA, and Sioux Falls Christian with A. Mitchell won the girls' tennis championship. It's also the sixth time since 1973 that a non-Rapid City or non-Sioux Falls school has won a girls' tennis title. Huh. But now that they're going to a dual class, I think that you'll see that a lot more just because Class A, there's really not a lot of Rapid City and Sioux Falls ties there. On the individual side for Class AA golf, Jack Lundeen of Sioux Falls Roosevelt got the individual title. And then on the A side, which is what we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about, Lance Christensen Jr. of Little Wound won by 5 strokes on Tuesday. He led after the first day, and he continued that on and is just the second Native American in South Dakota high school history to win a individual golf title.
Wow.
Yeah, let that sink in. Yeah. Pretty cool stuff.
Tell me about Lance.
So Lance is from Little Wound. He lives in Kyle, South Dakota, which is on the Pine Ridge Reservation. And so, yeah, we talked to him after the first day, and then Brian Gevick also spoke with him after they got done yesterday, too, and after he did win the state championship. And you know, one of the things was we asked Lance was, how are you able to stay on top in day two when you were already getting that attention and such after day one? And here's what Lance had to say.
Well, I just tried to hit it in the fairway. I probably could have played a lot better today, but I just had to D up and just do what I had to do to get the win. And I'm used to the wind. We call it prairie golf. So We love the win. We just keep playing.
Prairie golf. Yeah.
Kind of funny, right? Funny kid.
It's windy. Who cares? Yeah. I've done this before.
And it was really windy yesterday. I felt bad for some of the golfers, and I think a lot of them, you know, luckily it was windy at both locations and stuff like that. It was windy throughout the day, so that there was really every golfer experienced the same kind of conditions.
Right.
We did talk that Lance is just the second Native kid in South Dakota to win a state golf championship. The first was Corey Jensen of Todd County. He was on the Rosebud Reservation and won a state golf championship in 1998. So for the Pine Ridge Reservation, Lance Christensen Jr. is the first. So that's pretty cool. And I'm sure when he gets home, whether it was last night or today, he is going to have quite the celebration and a lot of people that are going to want to be talking to him. And he's going to be getting a lot of attention these next few days because of it. Another interesting part is because Lance and his family did grow up on the Pine Ridge Reservation, he's not very close to any golf courses. And he does have like a driving range type of setup at his house because his dad was a high school golfer as well, and golf has always kind of been a part of their family. But practicing and things like that, if you want to practice putting, you have to go a different direction. So he actually has to travel 45 miles to play on a real golf course in Gordon, Nebraska. Imagine the dedication and things like that that go along with it. So we talked to Lance's father, who is also Lance Christensen, and spoke about how his family almost left the Pine Ridge Reservation when Lance was in elementary school.
When Lance Christensen Jr. was probably about a fourth or fifth grade, I don't remember what year, I remember talking with his mother, Lana, about moving him away from the reservation, moving away from Kyle, just so that he could be around a golf course more regularly because he loved it so much. And he told me, Dad, nope, I can do it from here. I can do it from here. Don't worry about it.
And he did it from there.
And he did it from there.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this guy.
And he's a junior.
Really?
Obviously, the next question is, so what's next for you? What's right. your next goal? And I'll let Lance tell you what he said.
I'm excited. Just going to get back to work. I'm not done yet. And you're wrong if you think I am.
You're wrong if you think I am. Talk about a determined kid. And
yeah, this is an athlete who knows who he is, knows why he's doing what he's doing. Right. Is a clarity of focus.
Right.
A clarity of awareness. Humble.
Right.
Yeah.
His dad also, because his dad's an assistant coach for the team, and his dad was talking to him when he was on the driving range a little bit, and Lance Jr. walks off the driving range after warmups yesterday morning and goes, I'm going to go win it today.
Really?
And just had that determination, and things did get evened up first few holes, and then you just kind of saw it as the day progressed. You're like, ooh, Lance is back in front by a couple strokes. Ooh, now he's up by three. And then you get to, last few holes, and it's like, holy smokes, I think he's going to do it. And sure enough, he did. And what a cool thing. I mean, he got a lot of attention, and I think he deserves a lot of it
right.
because he showed some real guts to already have microphones in your face after day one,
right.
knowing you have to go back out and actually finish this thing.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of high school kids that will break down in an instance like that because the pressure is just too great. And this kid looked pressure right in the face and said, I'm going to go get it. Yeah. And he did.
I'm glad he did. All right. So one of the things when we always have these conversations and you talk to these athletes and the coaches and the parents is, there's some similarities when you say, how did you I'm just putting it down the fairway and I'm just doing, But I guess maybe I'm just realizing for the first time that that's how you get to the top. There's a real lesson
right.
there, and say when you listen to those and you hear those themes, that's not a sports cliche. That's a sports lesson. And if you want to be successful, that's what your mindset really needs to be, because everyone who gets there has a very similar
right.
Sort of.
And that's the thing too, is, you'd think with golf, you just go out and you hit the ball, but there's so much more to it. Like, in that first bite, we heard him talking about even the strategy of it about, I need to D up. I need to play defensive golf today.
Yeah. I was going to ask you what that means.
Yep,
D
yep.
up. And so D in, up, in the like context play, of golf, what is defensive golf?
Basically understanding, what your stroke lead is. Maybe instead of being more aggressive, you're a little bit more conservative. So rather than, man, if I cut this right, I might be able to get it up to the green, or do I just play it safe and set up another shot that will put me equally as close? Do I just play it safe here?
Yeah.
And I think that's, in my eyes, that's what defensive, when he says D up, that's what that means, is playing defensively, understanding the situation, understanding the lead that you have, and not going out and trying to increase that lead or, mm-hmm. getting even more strokes, but just going out and trying to protect that lead.
Right.
So that's what he was doing.
Fascinating. What a great story. Will we see this stuff online?
Yes, there's already one video up on our SDPB Sports Facebook page of this kid, as well as a small little snippet too from the AA winner, Jacqueline Dean of Roosevelt. And then we're also going to have another piece up so you can hear a little bit more from Lance Christensen Jr. and his father. We'll have that up later today about his historic win.
All right. So follow SDPB Sports on Facebook and Twitter. Nate Weck, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Lori.